Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's get to it. This is something that concerns everybody sooner or later. Heart disease, leading cause of death today in the United States is heart disease, according to the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta in 2010. That's just last year. 785,000 Americans had a heart attack. Every 25 seconds, an American has a first-time heart attack. Think of that. Every 25 seconds, somebody's ticker talks. And every minute, one person dies from that heart attack. We lose one person a minute in the United States of America from something, as we conclude this show today, you're going to see is completely avoidable. Now, that person doesn't have to be you. That's why you listen to this show. If you listen to this show today, I will drastically, by the end of it, if you take the message, reduce your incidence for heart attack or stroke drastically. And we've got so much to support this. No required reading. I just want you to use your common sense. Common sense is super important today because the science behind heart health has been flawed and skewed very often, as our solutions are often flawed and skewed when we simply use science, and it doesn't work with our common sense. And you all know that feeling where you listen to something that somebody says from a highly credentialed point of view, and it just doesn't jive with your inner intelligence. So this common sense thing is so important. My common sense on the issue of heart disease has always told me something. And what it's told me is we have to look outside the United States to the French and to the Japanese. In other words, to create a sense of reality about what to do about your health by looking at others who are far more successful statistically than we are. We call that the medical anthropology, looking outside our culture to another culture to understand how their choices in diet and lifestyle give them a better edge on heart disease. And certainly this is the case with the French and the Japanese. Now I'm going to read to you guys a short article. I think it's fantastic, sort of summarizing what goes on anthropologically outside this country. In the UK, the United Kingdom, the British, and I'm reading now, have a high daily consumption of saturated and trans fats, chief suspects among risk factors for heart disease. But this is actually topped by Germany, Belgium, and France. These three salami-eating countries, as the article states, boast far fewer heart disease deaths than the United Kingdom, according to the British Heart Foundation. So it's basically saying the British have a lot of heart disease. And we might think it's lifestyle, but then again, we look to Germany, Belgium, and France, and they eat so much toxic fat, salami-eating countries, and yet they have far less heart disease than England. This is confusing. The article goes on to state that even more confusing are the people of France. Although the French smoke more, eat more fat, and consume only slightly more fruit and vegetables than the British do, the French have the lowest heart death rate in the European Union, only about 25% of the British rate. This is the notorious French paradox, which epidemiologists have puzzled over for decades. Although French hearts appear to be healthiest and best preserved in Europe, They are certainly among the worst on the risk factors of diet and smoking. And this has been, guys, the perennial story about heart disease in Europe. Why do the French have such low rates of it when they eat so much of all the things that your cardiologist, that the American Medical Association, that so-called authorities are going to tell you, you must not eat or you're going to get heart disease. The French are eating it all daily, okay, laughingly, entertainingly at dinner without the slightest concern, and yet compared to the American rate, the French are a stellar model of heart health. The French paradox, we call this, which epidemiologists have puzzled over. Then we go on to the Spanish, the Finnish, the Italians, and the Portuguese. Smoke less, eat less harmful fat, and consume more fruit and vegetables than the French, yet they die in greater numbers from heart disease. Extremely confusing, and I'll unravel that in a minute. How can this be, says the article. Then they bring in the United Nations. In their report called the UN Chronicle, the Atlas of Heart Disease and Stroke, Japan has one of the lowest rates of coronary heart disease in the world, but the Japanese were found to have a gradually increasing risk after moving to North America, like the people do there. So they cite the United Nations in this UN Chronicle, pointing out that Japan traditionally, as long as they stay in Japan and do what traditional Japanese do and don't move to the United States, as long as the Japanese do what traditional Japanese do, they, like the French, have this very, very low rate of coronary heart disease. So the question becomes, why don't these heart disease risk factors seem to affect the gallows smoking, double cream brie eating French, says the article. This thing really, really puzzles people. When I get back from break, I'm going to explain and clarify, educate and inform you, and completely eliminate these so-called mysteries of heart disease. And of course, I'm going to get you interested in some of the solutions. So we're going to take a slight break, and I get hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Okay, we're back. All right. The French. What are the French doing that's correct? The French eat raw, extremely aged cheese. And you know that. The more pungent, the better. You've been to Europe. You've been to Paris. Any of you know gourmet food, gourmet fare, and understand Europe and understand the French, they are legion for hundreds of years for exalting the benefits, but just in terms of their culinary tastes, not health. But they've got this wonderfully interesting habit of cultivating these multi-flavored, highly diverse smorgasbords of cheese. And the reality is that's really a potent probiotic heart and circulation cocktail, that the probiotics, the good bacteria, which of course is going to be in aged cheese. If you age it 3 months, it's got so much potent probiotics. If it's 6 months, it's got more. If it's a year, it's got more. If it's 2 years, if it's 3 years, finally, you get this cheese cocktail that stinks a mile away, and they all taste and smell differently depending upon the type of cheese. Now, that's French fare. On top of which, we know, and we know this from science, And this is not up for dispute. This is not controversial. This is not soft cell nutrition. This has been substantiated 1,000 feet high that the probiotic bacteria in something like aged cheese produce, here's a new word, fibrinolytic enzymes. Fibrinolytic enzymes. Enzymes that degrade fibrin. And fibrin is one of the building blocks of blood clots. We know this is not up for argument that probiotic bacteria and French cheese is loaded with them. Produce enzymes that degrade fibrin. And fibrin, one of the building blocks of atherosclerosis, not just blood clots, but fatty plaques that stuff up the arteries until your heart cells cannot get enough blood. And those heart cells lacking the oxygen in the blood begin to die. And if they die enough, that's your heart attack. And if those coronary arteries are already too constricted because you're sympathetic dominant. Now I'm introducing a word I introduced last week, sympathetic dominance, meaning you are too stressed out. And so your arteries, your coronary arteries are already in constriction. And you add to that the plaque buildup from the fibrin that's not being dissolved by the fibrinolytic enzymes that you would get in French aged cheese, you're that much closer to a massive coronary event. Now, I'm going to repeat that in different ways, but that's in a nutshell. People all over the world for hundreds of years take raw fermented foods that dissolve the clot before the clot even begins. We don't need the Coumadin when we live like that. Now, if you go to the website, straighttalk.cc, I'm going to be attaching these hard science articles in the educational section on the website. I'll underline the most relevant parts so you don't have to be bored or overwhelmed by the tech part of it. But these are studies from labs. So a lot of those words are high-end chemistry, but you can understand the essence in what you call abstract of the report. The abstract is the article in a summary. Now let's interpret this a different way. The French have by far the lowest rate of heart disease in Europe, only one quarter of that of Great Britain. And the one distinctive cultural trait that earmarks French culture from England, from Italy, from Spain, Greece, and Portugal, from Eastern Europe and Scandinavia is their love affair with raw, very aged cheese and all those distinctive flavors. Now, I might be wrong, all right? I'm not wrong, but let's just say theoretically I'm wrong, and somebody's going to call in and talk to me about wine and resveratrol and the flavonoids, and that's the reason the French don't get heart attacks, okay? The problem with that, then, is to explain the Japanese. See, because here are the Japanese with that same very, very surprisingly low incidence of cardiovascular disease, and they have their love affair with miso, tempeh, and most of all, natto. The fermented natto. The probiotic-rich carrier of the enzyme, nattokinase. Another fibrinolytic enzyme. You see, this is when it starts to add up. You look at the French, you look at the Japanese. Later on, I'll bring in the Eskimo doing his version of the same thing. And even though eating pounds of saturated fat every day, the kind of stuff that should plug them up and render them unconscious at 20, 25. They eat 2 pounds. The traditional Eskimo eats 1 to 2 pounds of saturated fat a day. That's not the genetics. That's the way the fat goes into the body. But let's get back to the Japanese. Here are the Japanese with their love affair for natto. That's not a coincidence that the two hallmarks of cardiovascular health routinely incorporate in their day-to-day fibrinolytic foods. In other words, foods that break up fatty plaque and break up clots before they become that heart attack or embolic stroke. Now, any culture that does this is not their genetic disposition. It's somehow over hundreds of years of whatever, they just happen to develop this genetic profile that doesn't allow them to succumb.